Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Canada lost almost 2 million jobs in April, according to the latest Statistics Canada numbers released today. The unemployment rate climbed to 13% as a result of the pandemic, compared to 7.8% in March. This is in addition to the loss of more than 1 million jobs in March. This brings the total unemployment drop to more than 3 million jobs since the start of the COVID-19 economic crisis. From February to April, an added 2.5 million employed people saw their usual hours reduced by half due to COVID-19. The magnitude of the decline in employment seen since February, negative 15.7%, far exceeds the decreases recorded during previous labor market downturns. The Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy is being extended beyond June. The Prime Minister made the announcement Friday. The program helps cover 75% of employee wages for businesses impacted by COVID-19. This covers the first $58,700 of an annual salary, or up to a maximum of $847 per week per employee. Originally, it covered wages for up to 12 weeks, retroactive from March 15th to June 6th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We created the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy to protect jobs wherever possible. Since it launched last week, employers have applied for subsidies for almost 2 million workers. And as provinces and territories start to gradually reopen over the coming months, and the CERB becomes less and less needed, this subsidy will play an even greater role. That's why I can announce today that we will be extending the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy beyond June to help kickstart our economic reopening and boost jobs. We'll have more details next week, but to businesses hit by COVID-19, know this. The wage subsidy will continue to be there for you to help you keep your employees on the payroll. So fill out the application at canada.ca if you haven't already done so.
Eligible organizations include charities, nonprofits, and businesses of all sizes. Employee count does not matter. The Prime Minister said more details on the extension will be released next week. The federal government has announced $500 million in support for arts, culture, heritage, and sports during the pandemic. Heritage Minister Stephen Guilbeault made the announcement Friday. Canadian Heritage will administer up to $326.8 million of the funding for specific departments and programs. Of that, $198.3 million will go to the arts and culture sector, $72 million will go to the sports sector, and $53 million will be provided to the heritage sector. Over $115 million will go to the audiovisual sector and will be distributed by the Canada Media Fund and Telefilm Canada. $55 million will be given to the Canada Council for the Arts. And $3.5 million will go to COVID-19-related projects under the Digital Citizen Initiative. As of noon on May 8th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 65,399 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 4,471 deaths. Over 1,032,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for May 8th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.